start with an opening statement and then field questions. If you have a question, raise your hand while I bring your mic.
Well, it was a heck of a game. It's a lot more exciting than it needed to be. But you have to give them credit. I thought they fought back hard and they never quit and they played hard. At the end, we finally found a way to make a play on offense. So, you know, a lot of stuff to still work on. 3-0, that's a good thing. Thought we played very well in the first half. And then offensively, you can't miss a turn. And, you know, we got a penalty, busted play, missed on third down. I think there was four possessions or five. That's kind of the way the game was going. So, got to try to clean it up and do better.
The third quarter defense was pretty atrocious. I mean, you missed your two turns, I guess, that you got. Kind of what happened there?
Well, we just didn't play assignments, didn't tackle, got pushed around. Other than that, we were pretty good.
What did you tell the team before the last drive, specifically Thomas?
Just got to drive to win the game. We got a chance. We got a chance to win the game, and I wanted to go slow. So I think it worked out about perfect, actually. And Justin made a great play. We turned the blitzing linebacker loose. He made him miss. We had a delayed drag on, and Deion made a nice catch and got in the end zone.
Start of the second half, it seemed like the personal foul penalty. After
killed us. Was a killer. Changed the whole game.
Gave him life.
Yeah. I mean, it's fourth and whatever. We're going to get the ball back up 35-10. The way the thing had gone, we'd scored touchdowns every time we had it. And then it was a killer. And then we let them go on in and score. I mean, just because you give them a first down don't mean you got to let them go score either. But, yeah, that was a killer.
Coach, what did Paul Davis do to earn that penalty?
I don't know. They said he swung at somebody or something. I don't know.
At the same time, as much as that was a momentum changer here, did you sense once you got the video review on the fumble call, did you sense the sideline kind of pick up and start, you know, believing again?
Well, even though the way the second half had gone, I was pretty confident we could take it down and score if we didn't get a penalty or stop ourselves. And, you know, get down behind. You know, we had good matchups on the outside. They had a hard time covering them when we threw it where they could catch it. So it was like, and, you know, I felt like we had a chance when we got the ball back with 4 minutes to go, yeah.
Coach, you traditionally won the third quarter. A lot of times fairly handily. Did they do anything different there in the third quarter?
No. We came out the very first play. We tried to throw a pass, and it was very poor execution. And then on second down, we whiffed on our block. And then it was third and 10, we didn't make the first down. So that next series, we get the ball, we're driving down to the 50, and we get a chop block call. You know, so you're out. And like I said, the way the halves were going, you got the ball about four times a half, four or five times. I think the next series we had third and five, and the quarterback threw the ball the wrong way. It was a pass off the play action to the fullback in the flats. He just went the wrong way. You know, nobody took the guy. In fact, later on second and 20, we hit him on a wheel route up the sideline, and they actually covered him better. The other time they didn't cover. So it was just a little bit of loss of focus, and they just kept scoring, you know. So
last week, Perkins was a big part of the perimeter game, you know, as far as blocking goes. Yeah. How big a loss was he in the second half?
Well, it hurt because he was playing well, but, you know, I have to look at the tape and see. I'm not sure we blocked particularly well anyway. In the first half, too, if you want the honest truth.
Paul, did they do anything differently schematically against Dillon?
No.
On either side of the ball?
No.
On the replay, I mean, would you have challenged it if they didn't go to
yes.
themselves?
Yes. Guys in the box said it wasn't forward. Said it was sideways. And, we would have challenged. Yeah, you know, on the long plays, and that's the nature of the option game, and I don't want to take anything away from them because they played really hard and they played a good game. I mean, the long runs, we've got guys unblocked. It should be negative plays. We got two guys for two guys. But they can't decide who's got who, you know. So you look like you're silly, you know.
Coach, the defense gave up a lot of deep passing plays.
Yeah.
What went wrong in those, and how are you going to fix it for the future?
We got to play the ball better. I mean, the two long passes, wasn't like they were really beat badly. They just misjudged the ball. And then the one on third down that they hit on the corner for a first down on third and 12, we're in outside leverage. We're playing man free with a low hole player and a free safety, and you're outside leverage and you get beat on the corner route. Not real good.
I guess today with Darren back, you saw the benefit of having those two big receivers at times,
mm-hmm.
and you were able to hit some plays when you had protection. And
yeah. You know, I thought the pass protection all in all wasn't that bad. But, yeah, those guys are good players, and we need to get them the ball. They were open more if we could, you know, especially on the deep outs, the comeback routes. We had several of those open we didn't hit.
Two questions. First, offensively, things went so well in the first half.
Yeah.
So like you guys couldn't do anything wrong. Are you surprised by breakdowns, what happened in the second half?
Well, I think that there's a small margin for error, and when you lose focus, and what happens is in the first half we converted third downs. In the second half, we didn't. And, you know, I think when we look at the tape, we'll see some of it was maybe bad decisions. Some of it was getting behind down in distance. And I think we just lost our focus a little bit.
And then the last drive, Justin Thomas, could you just talk about his play?
I thought he played great and made a play to win the game, to end the game. Like I said, he made the linebacker miss. He had some nice runs, quarterback draws. Hit it up in there pretty good. I thought he played great the last drive.
Can you just talk about his progress in this offense?
Yeah, I think that he's gotten better. This was probably the best game he's played overall, I think. I think he's just going to get better. He's got a good skill set for what we do. He got took to heart last week. We talked about getting downhill on the option, and he did a really good job of that in the first half, going north and south and not stretching it. Second half, we got hung up a little bit, and it wasn't smooth on the perimeter a time or two. But, you know, I thought he did some good things.
Coach, what do you think about the crowd? It seemed like the Georgia Southern people here this afternoon, and when they got to taking the lead, got pretty loud. Right?
Yeah, they always do a good job supporting their team. They had a good following here, no question. Good?
The tackling, it seemed like it had gotten a lot better in the two-lane game. Obviously, it wasn't as good. I mean, is there anything you can point your finger at or?
No. I mean, we've got to continue to work on it. Got to get your head up and run through tackles and quit diving on the ground, running into blocks.
And regarding Davis Penley, when you said that he said he swung at somebody, you're talking about the
No, I didn't say he said. The official told me that 40 swung at somebody. That's what he told me. I said, what happened? He said he swung and missed. That's what he told me. Now, I didn't see it, so I have no idea.
Obviously, a crazy game. I mean, what are your wins, which is good, but obviously,
you think?
You missed it. What are your thoughts and feelings? I mean, how do you feel about a game like this?
Well, I thought we played pretty well in the first half, and I thought we played pretty crappy in the second half. And we kind of got them reversed. You know, the first two games, it was kind of opposite. And, we got to keep working, try to put two halves together. I take nothing away from them. I think they got a good team. But we helped them a lot in the second half.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Next up, Justin Thomas, Deion Hill.